Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So Reverend Al Green bringing us back. I just heard a little birdie just told me that today is his birthday. How about that? The Reverend Al Green, 70, I think he may be 70 today. Wow. What a great singer. One of my favorites. Happy birthday, Al. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me, and I hope that you will, for this segment at least, I hope that you'll take a few minutes and check out my website. We built it just for you. It's the same. We've had that URL for 18, almost 19 years. The website, we've changed it many, many, many times over the years, but there's new stuff up every day. There's brand new stuff, that's new, brand new content just created up every day. All these segments that you hear on the radio, every segment becomes a podcast on our website after this. We create 2,700 podcasts a year, and they're all available on the website. So if you hear something on the show that you want to go back and pick up a website or a name or a book or a thought or something, you want to write something down, you can stream it from our website, or we even let you download it. We're trying to help you, folks. We're doing everything we can to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and that's what that website's all about. So check it out, and then it's all free. I'm giving it to you. I'm literally giving you whatever you need there. So check it out, and articles, Brain Trust members, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Check that out too. You'll learn an awful lot about the age of the customer without even buying the book. But I hope you buy the book, because I think it will help you. Okay, folks, if you remember back in 2009, we were just coming out of the collapse of 2008, and I made a couple of predictions that have come to pass. I'm sorry to say, have come to pass. Actually, three predictions. I said, number one, there would be fewer startups in this recovery. And the reason I said that was I believed it was because I knew that access to capital for startups, not for small businesses who were had a going concern, but for startups, that access to capital was going to be tougher for them because of the credit card crunch that we had at the same time. So I said that, and that's come to pass, fewer startups. I also said that those businesses that survive the recession, the Great Recession, and would become stronger for two reasons. Number one, they wouldn't have the startup pressure. You know, when startups hit the marketplace, they have a negative impact on the pricing structure. They lowball everything, right? Startups do. And so I said, because of those two things together, the surviving small business plus fewer startups, the fact that they did survive and the fact that they aren't going to have so much competitive pressure, they would actually become financially stronger than they probably ever had been before. And in case, it's been interesting to see how this has been rolling out. It's been very interesting to see how small business owners have been acknowledging that they're in better financial shape today than they ever have been. I believe this is the case. And we asked small business owners recently in a recent online poll, if you needed $25,000 in cash, if you need to borrow $25,000 right now, could you get the money? 74% said that they could do it. 74% said they could borrow that much money right away if they needed it. Well, you know what that means, folks? That means these people are not only credit worthy in terms of their credit report, their credit, their credit experience, it means they've got strong balance sheets. And so that's exactly what's going on out here in the marketplace. Those companies that are surviving are in better shape. Now, none of us are in great shape because the economy's not doing great. All of us could be doing better if the economy were growing at 3 to 4% instead of 2% barely. But, folks, I know small business, the small business sector. And I doubt that businesses would have been in this good a condition prior to 2008, say in 2006. And so the fact is the tough times have just made us become better managers. So there's your silver lining. There's your Great Recession silver lining. The tough times have made us better managers. Now, if we can just get Washington and Wall Street to come back to the Main Street economy and to play fairly with us, small businesses can transfer this stronger financial position that we have into outrageous profits. But that won't happen until the economy grows at least 3% or more per year instead of the pitiful 2% that we've struggled to have ever since 2008. I'm convinced that the growth of the American economy is due to how Washington, Wall Street, and corporate America are conducting their business, which is to say, not out here in the Main Street economy. And Washington is putting up all kinds of barriers to us. But no doubt, small business owners, you've surely done your part. And that's why I'm so proud of you. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. And you know some good old boys are ready
to ride, 'cause it's almost sad. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.